Barker.
Yes, sir.
You're 55 years old.
56.
You have a real estate business in Miami. You were previously involved in the Bay of Pigs operation for the CIA. You're a veteran of the United States Army in World War II, where you were a captain in the Army Air Corps. You were a German prisoner of war for 17 months.
16 months.
Mr. Barker, what on earth would motivate you at your station in life, at your age and at that background, to do something that surely you knew to be illegal?
Senator, E. Howard Hunt, under the name of Eduard, represents to the Cuban people their liberation. I cannot deny my services in the way that it was proposed to me on a matter of national security.
Now, I believe you made, you were involved in the Ellsberg break-in in California.
That is correct, sir.
Have you pled guilty to that, and have you been sentenced?
No, that trial has not, that trial's in the future.
Trial has not been held?
That I know, no, sir, no.
Now, how many times did you attempt to break in the Democratic National Committee before you succeeded?
To the best of my recollection, there was four tries, two of which were successful.
Two were successful, the last one when you were arrested. First one, I believe, was over the Memorial Day weekend last year. And two previous attempts that were unsuccessful.
That is correct.
How did they happen to prove unsuccessful?
One was, we had a banquet, and to the best of my knowledge, someone was staying late at the Democratic headquarters and the mission was aborted.
In other words, it was occupied and aborted the first time. What about the second time?
Second time, an entry was tried on the, just walking into the building on the excuse we were going to another floor. It didn't work. We left.
Were there any other instances except four times you attempted to break in Democratic National Committee headquarters, two of which were successful, and the Ellsberg psychiatrist that you were involved in a break-in?
We had plans to enter McGovern's headquarters, but they were never actually attempted.
That was aborted also?
Yes.
Now, isn't it true that some lawyers showed up immediately after you went to the jail following the break-in in the Democratic National Headquarters?
That's correct.
And you did not send for them? Any other members of your break-in group?
That is correct.
Do you have any idea how those lawyers were alerted and came down to attempt to aid you?
I have no idea.
Were you surprised that they showed up?
No.
You anticipated that they would?
Yes.
How did you anticipate that if you had no previous knowledge they would?
On the philosophy that if you are caught by the enemy, every effort will be made to rescue you.
Who did you think would attempt to rescue you?
Whoever my backers were.
Did you know who your backers were?
No. I had no knowledge of anyone by first name other than Mr. Hunt, who I had known in a previous operation, but I dealt with in this operation as Eduardo. And
who
Mr.
did you,
Gordon Liddy, who I only knew as George Leonard.
Who did you think your backers were?
Sure, I am not, I wasn't there to think.
You wouldn't?
I was there to follow orders, not to think.
You wouldn't wonder who was giving you the orders?
I beg your pardon?
Didn't you wonder who was giving you the orders?
No, I was, I had absolute confidence in, then, as I do now, in the people I was dealing with, sir.
Well, you knew you weren't working for Castro, didn't you?
That I do know.
Who did you think you were working for?
I was working for Mr. Hunt and those things that Mr. Hunt represents.
What did he represent?
Eduardo represents the liberation of Cuba, the anti-communist symbol. It represents the government of the United States in one form, in its covert form.
How did you think you could liberate Cuba by participating in a burglary in Washington, D.C.?
If we helped Mr. Hunt and this government in matters which I will further add I believed in, it would establish a situation in which, besides the right that the Cuban people have to be free and independent, it would establish us as having aided this government in this mission. I view that in the same way where hundreds of Cubans have been helping in Africa, in Vietnam, and in other areas of the world where the people in my particular association are extremely grateful to those sectors of this country who favor our liberation. Mr. Hunt represented this in the greatest degree.
Did you have something funny you want to say?
Yes, sir. I think it is only fair, before I leave here, to say that in a certain way, the things that I have said do not represent me as a person. I am part of a team of men of whom I am very proud to have been associated with. Mainly, I am speaking of my three associates from Miami. I think I have given a general description of Mr. Martinez. It is only fair now to state that Mr. Frank Sturgis, who by birth was Frank Fiorini, is a devoted anti-communist fighter who has fought against dictatorship, not only of the left but of the right, that he was the first person to turn against Castro after helping him with his revolution, that he has made innumerable raids over Cuba, that he had been captured in a Honduras government, by the Honduras government trying to infiltrate Cuba, that Mr. Gonzalez was the member of the OA, Organización Auténtica, which, with an extensive background in the underground in Cuba, that all of these men are devoted family men who feel very deeply in a cause, and that I am not here as a person, but as a part of a team. And that it would be unfair in my concept that these men were considered in anything but in the true light which of the things that they believe in, that we all, outside of reprimands by, in some cases, of Mr. Fiorini for having acted in these matters, our greatest previous crime before the Watergate were just simple traffic violations, that we are not criminal elements, that the word, as a newspaper recently said, we are the world's best-known burglars. The word burglar we'll have to live with. That we resent very emotionally the word that we were hired. That there was no need to buy our silence. We are not for sale. And that this must be said because this represents our feelings. By this I don't mean that we are perfect, that we're not full of all sorts of defects as persons, that we consider ourselves superior beings to anyone. We're just plain people that very deeply believe that Cuba has a right to be independent.